Okay, I'm here with Mama Mabel, Mabel Gray, and we're sitting here at the hospital, and she's relaxing. She had a good day today. She did her therapy, and basically, there's nothing wrong with her. As far as blood work and everything came back pretty good, and everything is good with that. It's just her physical disability and some depression from, the incident that happened with them illegally, putting her out the house. And we're getting that straight too, because they have to put everything back, because nothing of Chelsea's or anybody's really actually happened like what they say. The day that they know us is the day that we don't know ourselves, you know? How you feel today, Mama? You feel fine? Okay, good. That's good to know. My audience would love to know that. And things are looking pretty good for you. I ain't going to keep you too long today and keep it too lengthy. I just wanted to just try to let everybody hear Mama's mouth. This is Mama Bear Claw. This is Wild Horse. We're coming at you for our Cherokee Native family. We're letting you know that everything is fine. In our worldwide family, we're letting everybody know that things are going along. I'm taking care of Mama as usual, as I did when I was at our base of operations. So we're basically going to be getting that back and getting everything back in order on that, and making sure that everybody understands that similarly, this country is really, really bad at racism, and it's really, really something that's out of control. And they use the Jim Crow tactics, but they put it through the extortion. So, that's how they were able to subdue everybody and keep everybody in check. And the babysitting jobs that they had for everybody, the babysitting jobs were child prostitution. So they had a lot of illegal things going on with a 40-year span of doing things. And we just basically want to keep up the report on that and let everybody know that this is a filthy thing that they did. And then they created something that they didn't want to do, is an international incident. Because, as I said, when Obama threw me out 40 years ago, like yesterday's trash, out of the country, he never reinstated me. So anything that you do to me now is in the worldwide. So you came out there to the house and to the worldwide, and you did what you did. And that's an international incident. So you're going to have to answer for that. Plus, the articles was on the door for the, whole thing as far as the civil action. And then, the treaty, you broke the treaty with the Cherokee. And now we want our possessions back in our land. Look, Cheyenne, Montana, Manhattan, North Dakota, South Dakota, and New Mexico. So, there's a few things that you've done that's really huge and damaging to any type of treaty negotiations or any type of, worldwide activity that you do. You figure you can just go out into the world, to the United States, and just do what you want and just treat people any kind of way. But at the same time, you want people to treat you respectful. How can you? You can't do that. You didn't treat Mrs. Gray that way. You know what I'm saying? She was treated, inhumane. And you just really overstepped your bounds on a lot of things. You didn't practice your own law because your judicial system, you broke every law in your judicial system, because when you took the Jay-Z deal 40 years ago, that put the country on the wrong side of the law. So that meant that you drove that for 40 years in a crime vehicle. So that meant that everything you did was criminal. So that means that, any court cases that you had over that 40-year span, they're subject to be overturned because of that, because you weren't on the right side of the law. See, you did a lot of damage, and you need to do some damage control right now and fix this and pay me, reset the country, prosecute the people, and then get this back to the lawful side of the way the country is supposed to be. And that's the way it is. So this episode is basically, giving you a little touch and let you know that Mrs. Gray is doing a lot better. It's just that it's nothing serious. It's just her physical disability now and her depression from her being in that situation that she was in. So that right there just shows you that we are trying our best to do what we can do to get this thing back on track. So that's the way that this episode is going today. We're trying to keep you in tune with what's going on with Mrs. Gray, and that way you'll be able to be up to speed with what's going on. And thank you for listening. We'll be back to talk to you at another time and let you know some more updates about Mama Bear Claw and Wild Horse.